I was really looking forward to this moment because the last 3 months I collected all my homilies and to preach today. Are you happy?
No.
No. Yes. Firstly, question for the children. How many keys Peter has? Two. Okay. What are the colors of the keys? Silver? Silver and gold. Well done, you pass. You also, Dixie, pass. Thank you. Yes, we always wonder, so why they have two keys? St. Peter has two keys. Only you can identify the statues if you want to different whatever they're holding in their hands or their on the head. So Saint Peter always has with two keys. Okay. So and also Saint Paul, as I said to you before, he always has sword. Okay. So in that way you can identify. So, but today's gospel, and I was reflecting on that. So, what does it mean for what Jesus asked us to do it? And then I thought there are three stages is in the gospel reading. Is the first one is a great confession of faith in Jesus, Saint Peter confession. And the second one is authority. He gives him for power, the authority. And then the third one is order. It wasn't read here, but it's in verse 20 says, the order, strict order, do not tell anyone. So then I was thinking of for these three stage and reflecting on our life. The last Sunday Mass, I mentioned about our lockdown. So I want to share with you again. So many of us already heard this. Yes, this Sunday Mass is maybe for you the first Mass, maybe for second Mass. We have attended in the church physically after 3 months of lockdown. Yes, we have been watching Mass over the internet and participating virtually. We know that that was not the same attending the Mass physically and spiritually, and especially receiving Holy Communion. So, but still some of us thinking of, yes, why we can't watch in online, and then maybe we can ask Father to bring the Holy Communion at home. So if you want to do so, I will bring Holy Communion. No, never. Please come and physically and spiritually and participating in the Mass and then receive Holy Communion. Yes, while we were in lockdown, I mentioned a few times that we are now like in the Garden of Eden. Yes, it was a good time to reflect our creation and recreation and also co-creation. So, but now, what's happening now? It is like retro creation. It's already everything is there. But it's just now we come out from lockdown and see, oh yes, this is here, everything is here. So now Lord asks us to come out and see the world. So now he's saying that, as what he said to in the Garden of Eden, he's saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish, over the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. This is also authority he gave to Adam and Eve. But so what happened to them? They misused, isn't it? So we know that Eve disobeyed. First thing is disobeyed God and the word, and listened to the serpent. She trying to go different way. And she wanted to become God by eating the forbidden fruit from the tree. Yes, why? Her pride made her to fall into sin. So, however, Mary, the second Eve, what she did? She obeyed to God's word, listened to God's word, and she gave us to eat the fruit, which is the body of Christ. He is on the tree of the cross, through which we can possess eternal life. So that is, you can see again, it's authority, the power they were given, but they misused. But it's now Saint Peter and Saint Paul, what about for them? Again, Saint Peter, he got the power and authority. But so who he was, actually he denied Christ 3 times. But what St. John's Gospel says about he meets Christ on the sea, what he said, the people talking about, the disciple talking, who is he? And then he said, is it the Lord? Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. So here in this point is again, he reconciled, he repented, and by plunged into the sea and the down into the sea and come back is kind of purification, baptism. He baptized himself into the sea and come out because he felt that, yes, I denied Christ 3 times. I am not worthy to see him and to meet him. So in this point, I thought about this ourselves. So what about, do we open our heart? When we lock down physically, we come out. That's fine. What about spiritually? Spiritually, are we come out? Are we open our heart for the people who ask us to forgive? Are we ready to meet the people we never see it, never meet? So, what about spiritually, our heart? Is it open? So, Saint Peter, he was sinner, and then now God, Jesus, restores his faith and give him authority. Saint Paul, he was a persecutor. He persecuted Christians. And the way to Damascus, road to Damascus, he converted. And then he also sinner. Now he come back. God, Jesus chose him to the evangelize. So there's both a sinner, Jesus still he wants them. So now few of us think of ourselves and then say, I am a sinner. I don't want to go to church. I can't. I am not worthy to receive Holy Communion. I don't want to go to church. No. The church is open for everyone. Church was built upon the sinners. So we are worthy by repent. So that Jesus said, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. So then I was thinking of, what about how we can? Okay, St. Peter, St. Paul, the third step is ours. How we can feed lambs and tend our sheep and feed our sheep. So I thought it's evangelization and imitate ourselves as Christ, be an example in our families and in our community. So I had an experience of visiting Alderney a couple of weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I've been to Alderney to see your beloved priest, Canon Michael. So he was so pleased to see me from this parish, and also he sent his regard to all of you. Still, he is thinking of you. Anyway, there are the three types of people I met. The one, him, he worked here for 15 years, and then now he's retiring and still working for the people and also celebrating Mass. He does everything. This he is kind of different kind of mission he has. The second one is the nuns. There are six nuns. They are so young. They are about 25 till 35. So one of them is 45, but she looks like 25. Okay, so six of them. But they are not from this country. They are from different part of the world. Argentina, Rome, Poland, and one of the Asian countries, and Germany, another two countries. So I was thinking of them, the six nuns, very young, why they are here? They should go out. They should go out and marry and having children and family, see the world. Why they are here in this lockdown? When I thought it's, we are only for 3 months locked down, but their life always locked down. Whole life is locked down because they are semi-contemplative. What they do is 7 hours they're spending in prayer life and then do a bit of gardening and then visiting people. So then I asked them about, actually Father Michael, he shared with me, and then he said they eat food. It's like the God, providence of God. So people, the parishioners, they giving them food and then they eat it. So every day I notice that after Mass, when I go out, outside their door, there's a bag of food, chicken or vegetable, every day is there. And then they take that and then cook and eat it. So then they don't save anything for their the future or anything, just pray life. And then I asked them to please pray for me, sisters. And then they said, oh Father, we are here to pray for the priest. Okay. So then their life is completely different. And then another one, it's the third one, it's Mariano. He is a hermit, kind of. He wanted to be a monk or hermit life because he used to study as a Franciscan friars in Rome. He nearly finishing, and then he decided to come back home. He's originally from Southampton, come back home in England. And then he spoke to our bishop and he wanted to be a priest, but this his life want to be hermit life. But then Canon Michael, he took me over to his place where he lives. And this was, he is on one of the hill. There are lots of forts. It's built in 1800 or something. And then Germans occupation time, 1945, the Germans, they built a bunker on top of, on the fort. So that small room is like this, this sanctuary, smaller than this sanctuary. And he lives there, one of the Germans' bunkers. He hasn't got any bed, no beds, just on the floor, maybe mat, and no heating. Only he used the heating by woods, firewoods. And cooking also firewoods, no gas or no electricity, no telephone, no internet, nothing inside the room. And also I asked him about food, his food. He said he eats oats, porridge. Most of the days he eats porridge. And sisters sometimes cook for him and then send it over to him. In that way he's surviving. And then I asked him about one day he was given, there are the benefactors, they helping him and the nuns. And then one day I asked him about, sorry, he asked me about, Father Nishan, I have lobsters, would you like it? I said, of course, please bring it. And the next day, the sisters, they gave me two lobsters. And then I cooked curry and enjoyed with Canon Michael. But I asked him to join, but he asked him, Mariano, the monk or hermit, I asked him to join us for lunch, and he said no, because he doesn't want to have that kind of visiting people, I mean, joining people for the big meal, anything. So that kind of life he has. And then I compared with my life. What about my life? Why I am here? What I am doing? And then I thought, oh yes, 5 times a day, Ron comes and cooks for us. We ring the bell, and then food is coming to the table, and a big house, and we have everything. So what? What's the difference between him and I? So then, and the nuns, the young nuns. So just few miles from us, the other small island, the people they chose to want to be that life. So just think about, just reflect on that. What about our individual life compared to their life in Alderney? So, for evangelization, the Mariano and the sisters, even Father Michael, he mentioned that while as they are living in that place, they are kind of evangelization. So when people see them, then Mariano said one day, always he walks around the island, and then people stop him and speak to him, and then he's saying that, yes, I am a priest, I'm going to be a priest, a monk, I want to live my life like this. So in that way, still the Christianity or Catholics still alive in this country, and they're showing their faith, the imitating of Christ. And also sisters, they wearing their habit and then walking around the place, that in that way they evangelize. So, but we are the priest, sometimes we are wearing the collar, and so one day one of the priests said, if you take this collar off, that means you are going to do something wrong. So why do you take this collar off? Yeah? That's when I was told. So, but sometimes we say, oh, don't need to take it off. But those people, they evangelize in different ways. So, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, and tend my sheep. So in that way, they do that life. And then I spoke to Canon Michael, and then I asked him, Father, I love this place. I would like to join Mariano rather than go back to Guernsey. He said, okay, shall we go and find a bunga for you? So, anyway, and also one another thing I want to tell you about Our Lady of Alderney. Maybe you might heard or not, the people saying, they in the legend says that they used to have Our Lady of Alderney, but they're still searching in the library and museums. They couldn't find it, but if anybody knows about it, let them know. Michael, and he will pass message to them. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so now God gives us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Like as you, when you as a parent, teachers, friends, leaders of political parties or social movements, we realize with great joy that someone is going to carry on our work. So just think about leadership, authority, power. So I finish with this. While we were locked down, we asked to watch online masses and participate virtually. Now some of us might think again, why not stay at home and watch online? Just put your feet up and then having beer and tea and watching online mass. No, please come back. Come back. But we don't know when we will close church again or not. We never know. So please use this opportunity. So reflect on, if God comes to you and asks that what he said to Adam and Eve, what will you do? Be fruitful and multiply. Again, if Jesus comes to you and said, feed my lambs, feed tend my sheep, feed my sheep, what will you do?